For high school students, senior year is a time of transition, a culmination that is also the gateway to a new phase of life. That's also true for parents, especially mothers, observes Toni Piccinini, author of the forthcoming book, The Goodbye Year.
I recognize that fall coming up would be the last fall that we would have together. And it struck me, you're so busy being a mother. It's so easy to get lost in your motherhood. One day just tumbles to the next. And then you realize that this is coming to an end. And it became really clear to me that her senior year was going to mark the last time for everything. It was really time for me to take stock of where I was in my life and where I was going.
Piccinini is a mother of three in Marin County, whose professional background includes biological research and restaurant ownership, as well as writing about food and other topics. That disparate range of interests and experience is reflected in her book, which is subtitled Wisdom and Culinary Therapy to Survive Your Child's Senior Year of High School. She calls it a tragicomic memoir with recipes.
It's a memoir. It's also observations of the moms around me. And it's a little bit of sassy self-help because I'm now 8 years on the other side of this experience. So the wisdom that I've culled from these years, I hope to impart.
One core lesson, she says, is to recognize that senior year is a time of change for both student and parent. And that means shifting dynamics in relationships, regardless of what's coming next for the child.
You cannot be the same mother you were when she was in the fifth grade. She's not the same person, and you as a mom have to allow her to make mistakes, to make bad choices, just like you did when you were 18 and 20, and maybe reimagine your relationship. It makes it a little easier if they are going away. But if they are staying at home, I think you need to afford that child a beginning of a new relationship.
And while the promise of the future may dominate the senior's thoughts as the year unfolds, Piccinini cautions her readers to remain in the present moment as well.
It is very exciting to imagine them somewhere else, to see that reflection in their eyes that they know they are ready to jump off. The paradox of the senior year is there's so much emphasis on this future. But for a mom, we might be living a little bit in the past. And if I have any advice for the senior year, it's just try to have a little bit of the now of it.
As a mom, Piccinini has addressed her book primarily to other mothers whose experiences may more closely align with her own. Fathers, she reflects, go through the year on a parallel but different track.
My husband didn't feel that this was such a big deal. For a woman, the senior year of her child, perhaps the woman's going through a bit of change also. Most of my girlfriends, we had children after we went to college or graduate school, so a little later. So by the time you have an 18-year-old, you know, you're looking at 50. That's a great time of wonderful changes for women and perhaps not as dramatic for men, or at least not as talked about.
The Goodbye Year will arrive in bookstores next month. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.